Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
One of our 100-day challenges is asking the American people to mask up for the first 100 days, the next 99 days.
Wait, we did this already. I'm lost.
Fact is that they're the single best thing we can do. They're even more important than the vaccines.
What? That makes no sense.
If you don't know the answer, don't guess. Just say you don't know the answer.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection.
Oh, my.
This is egregiously inappropriate behavior.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I've sort of given up trying to figure out what the basic sense of the reaction to a lot of this stuff will be.
I never cared whose feelings I hurt as long as it got a laugh.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls this hour, so you can open up those lines and we'll take them. Here's a, do you want the cancellation of the day? Or I guess this is one of multiple cancellations every day. This is Cara Dunn, played by Gina Carano. This is in the Mandalorian. It's on Disney Plus. It's a Star Wars type show. And guess what? She is anti-mask. And she has tweeted out that something has to be done about election fraud. Well, you don't get away with that kind of seditious insurrectionist talk, not in La La Land. So guess what's happened to her? She has been removed from the artwork for the series. This is one of Taylor's favorite shows. He heard me talking about this, and he was very interested in this.
Yeah, she plays a good part, and she's supposed to be crucial to the next season, but it doesn't look like that's going to be happening.
That's always a bad sign when they take you off the poster. So Stalin used to do that too when you went to the gulag. You know, even if you were on in the middle of a picture, your head would disappear from the picture, and then your head would disappear in the gulag. There are rumors that Gina Carano has been told to keep a low profile online and that she may have been instructed not to raise any additional controversial opinions. You know, like coming out for voter integrity. That's very controversial, isn't it?
But Mark Hamill, who plays Luke Skywalker, of course, in Star Wars, and in this show, he does have a few cameos, and he's an advisor. He's allowed to say whatever he wants on Twitter because he says all the right things.
Because he's pro-election fraud, and he believes in the cult of the mask.
He's had
apparently some
extremely nasty tweets.
Are you surprised?
No.
And he's old, too. He's pretty old. I mean, These older stars they're some of the crazier ones, like Meathead, you know, Rob Reiner. Did you know All in the Family just celebrated its 50th anniversary? I didn't realize how old Rob Reiner was, because he had to be in his mid-20s when he started on that show. Anyway, they also said that one of the excuses they gave for getting rid of Gina Carano's picture was that Rosario Dawson's character is so popular that they decided on the change. Does that name Rosario Dawson ring a bell with anybody? She spent a lot of time last year with Senator Cory Booker. He was looking for a girlfriend when he was running for president, you may recall, and suddenly she was with him all the time. And now he's not running for president, and I don't think that they're spending too much time together anymore, oddly. Anyway, we have a new Biden sound cut today, and this is a weird one. Apparently, he has an IFB, an earpiece, and he takes instructions from, I don't know who it is, but someone is giving him instructions wherever he goes. So Taylor found this thing.
This
what is going on here in this cut?
It appears that it took place on Inauguration Day as he was heading into the church. The Marines were stationed at the church doors, and he's walking through. And in the beginning, you'll hear one of the Marines in the background shouting orders, and then Biden walks past and says, "Salute the Marines."
Salute the Marines.
Salute the Marines.
Salute the Marines.
Oh, and he's wearing a mask, so that's why his voice is muffled like that.
Yeah, and he's not mic'd up. It's just natural sound.
Good Lord. That's the president.
Salute the Marines.
That's the president of the United States.
Oh, and he did not salute the Marines.
Yeah. So he was just, they probably told him, you know, we'll just tell you what to say, and you just repeat what we say. And he wasn't able to distinguish between the fact that they were telling him what to do. He thought they were telling him what to say. So he just repeated what they instructed him to do.
It was either an IFB or Dr. Jill who was walking hand in hand with him into the church saying that, you know, under her breath, telling him what to do.
Wow. No wonder they couldn't send him out to apologize to the National Guard today. God only knows what he would have said. I don't think he's going to be in too many ad lib situations. It's always been a bad idea to put him into any kind of unscripted moment. I mean, Obama just didn't know what to say. I mean, this is a whole different level of not being able to deal with events as they unfold. Good Lord. All right, 844-500-4242. Before we get to, we'll go over the Keating stuff once again. But let's take a couple of calls here because we haven't taken too many today. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Big shout out. You got a great show, Taylor. Everybody's great. I want to talk a little bit about the Keystone Pipeline.
Yes.
You know, I'm a pipe fitter up in Boston. In the union, nationwide union.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been nursing that project for 20 years. I'm sure we greased everybody's back pocket from who knows where to who knows where. Probably spent $20 million to get the thing off the ground. You know, Mr. Trump comes along and he bangs it and says, yeah, we're going to build this because it's important for safety, the infrastructure, and we need it. We need it.
And it's important for the environment, too, Bill. It's Dave, it's important for the environment. That's what everybody's missing here. Sending the oil in those tanker cars is a recipe for disaster, as we've seen already.
Absolutely. And all along, you know, we've had some of our men out there doing that work. And then a month before the election, we get a letter from the UA, from the local, and they say, oh, look at all Biden's going to do for us. You've got to vote Democrat. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Look at everything that Trump
Dave,
has
how, done. Dave, how dumb is your union leadership? Or were they just bought off somehow?
Well, I think, you know, they couldn't embrace the fact, they could not embrace Mr. Trump. They shied around him. They skidded around him. He's probably built more union projects than anybody else. I mean, he's a New York guy, right? Nothing gets done in New York without the union. You know?
Right.
And here we were playing, you know, we were afraid to get in the ring with the guy. And the minute Biden comes along, oh, now he's our guy. You know, vote for him, and it's going to help us. So what I did today was I took a 5-gallon bucket, and I wrote on it, to help out our union members, the pipeliners out there that have just got laid off and are no longer on the project. So my guys out here, we can all donate a little bit. But most of them are liberal Democrats, so there wasn't a whole lot of money in the bucket at the end of the day. It was about a buck and a half.
How can you be a pipe fitter, Dave, how can you be a pipe fitter and support this policy? I mean, they want to shut down the economy, basically, the Democrats at this point.
Of course they do, because they want us all to be eaten out of their hand, and they want to destroy the middle class. And as you see it now, you know, I can't quote the exact numbers, but I would say that, you know, we're probably about 10 to 12% of the working force now is probably union. And on any given day, it could be probably a lot less, because they're always trying to figure out a way to cheat us out of something. Or the biggest thing is with the Democrats, you know, they want to give you a handout, which they're trying to do now, and they don't ever want you to go back to work and ply your trade anymore. They figure if you can just get along on what they're giving you, then that's good enough, right?
Boy, like I said, when I was in a union, it always bugged me that I had to pay union dues to so that they could funnel it to the Democrat Party when the Democrats wanted to put me out of business. They wanted to put me on the sideline, and that's exactly the case you guys are in. All the unions that are working on that project, and it's this is just the beginning. I'm sorry, Dave. Thanks for calling in though and telling us what it's like. 844-500-4242. Those guys all had to be crazy if they voted Democrat. No matter what they screw the business agent or the local president. I mean, who cares? You got to vote your own economic interests, and that's not voting Democrat. My friends at Eden Pure are extending their New Year's sale, but you need to act while you can. You can get the Thunderstorm Air Purifier at the lowest price offered to my listeners with code word Howie. The Thunderstorm is available for under $90 and shipping is free. Supplies are limited, so this sale won't last much longer. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor. This could be pet owner, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell in your basement. Dr. Matt, the house vet of the Howie Carr Show, swears by it. He bought one for his son who had a stinky cat. Dr. Matt's words, no more smell from the stinky cat. All it took was the Thunderstorm. No filters are needed. I've seen much more expensive comparable units in doctor's offices and have asked myself, why didn't they order the Thunderstorm? The Thunderstorm doesn't take up floor space and it's quiet. Take advantage of this extended sale and experience for yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
I can still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin-horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
Bill, the UPS driver, says Local 25, that's the Teamsters in Boston, did the same, vote for Biden. How's that working out for you right now? And then here's another. This is a different 617. I've been a member of Teamsters Local 25 for 30 years. I've never voted Democrat. Any union member who votes Democrat is a fool. I agree. By that, you mean, though, any private sector union member. The public unions, of course, they're voting Democrat. 617, the Teamsters leadership backs them and they send all the jobs to China. Exactly. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 30 heater. There it is right there. Look at it on the social media. Today's the last day to order the Gen 30 heater and get a free Thunderstorm, which I'm now holding up. This is the great air purifier. This is close to a $100 savings. Last call for the two for one. Order the Gen 30 heater and get a free Thunderstorm. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Thunder. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you enroll in a third party, i.e. the Patriot Party?
No, I would not. I know I'm a minority today, but no.
Yeah, 31% say no.
All right. Speaking of 1984, you know, I guess we weren't speaking of it, but now we're speaking of it. You know, they changed the reality. You know, it's like this Disney star, you know, she disappears if they don't like what she's saying. Well, this is a new story this afternoon. The Washington Post, you know, Democracy Dies in Darkness, scrubbed an unflattering anecdote of Vice President Kamala Harris crassly laughing at the thought of a prisoner begging for a drink of water, then backtracked Friday after an eagle-eyed reporter took notice. Harris, this from the New York Post, Harris made the comments in a July 2019 Washington Post profile, let's see, an ad popped up, about her relationship with her sister and trusted aide, Maya Harris, when the former California prosecutor was running for president. But the story disappeared from the site with its link directing it to a newer, sanitized version published on January 11th. Sands anecdote. In the opening of the 2019 piece, Harris described her grueling schedule on the campaign trail and the respite she got from Soul Cycle sessions and walks on the beach with her husband. "It's a treat that a prisoner gets when they ask for a morsel of food, please," Harris told Washington Post reporter Ben Terris, who described the then presidential candidate as shoving her hands forward as if clutching a metal plate, her voice now trembling like an old British man locked in a Dickensian jail cell. "And water! I just want water! Your standards really go out the bleeping window." Terris noted, Kamala broke into laughter. She's laughing about a prisoner asking for water. The updated version has a more general opening about past politicians turning to family members as their closest advisors. Water! Give me some water! The quiet move was caught by libertarian magazine The Reason on Friday, prompting the Washington Post to restore its original 2019 feature and link it to its January 11th story. The story has been updated. Oh, it's been updated. It's unexpectedly been updated from an earlier published version. Wow. Remember, democracy dies in darkness. You can trust the Washington Post. It's not like the others. Or as Chris Plant says on WMAL in the morning, it looks like a newspaper, but it really isn't. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, hi, Howie. You know, this whole thing with closing the pipeline and shutting down the American labor workforce, that's just part of the plan to turn this into a welfare state. The Democrats, they dumbed down. This is the second time we've seen this. Obama was a classic example of, And going back even further to Clinton, where the American worker, just the jobs weren't going to be there. The very jobs that Trump brought back were never going to return, and you didn't need those skills, and they were useless. And therefore, if we continue on this path that Biden's already started on, eliminating 11,000 jobs and a massive pipeline that's very necessary,
right?
If we continue on this, we're going to destroy the economy.
And you know what's amazing? The governor of Nebraska is pretty angry about this, and so are some of the other Americans. But you know who's even angrier? Is the premiers in Canada. That's basically the governors. That's what they call them, premiers up there. They had a conference call with Trudeau, and I guess a couple of the governors in the western part of the country, in Alberta for one province. They say there's a headline saying they want to go to war with the U.S. I mean, in a diplomatic or economic sense. But they're just they're really angry, and how can you blame them? I mean, this was good for Canada too, and Canada is one of our most reliable, if you want to call them an ally, but they're certainly a trading partner. I mean, what did Canada do to deserve this? And Alberta's a pretty conservative part. It's like a Republican. It's like Wyoming or Utah. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, John. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Howie. Yeah, nobody's brought up the fact that with the Keystone Pipeline being shut down, it's going to be shipped by rail, and that's Warren Buffett, who's a big Democratic donor.
I mentioned it earlier today, yeah. And there have been big accidents. There have been big accidents in the past about with the wasn't there a big train accident in Maine, too, involving oil? I think there was a few years back. And I think there was a lot of fatalities, too. And plus the pollution. I mean, it's easier to prevent the oil from leaking out of the pipe than it is from to prevent it from leaking out of a tanker, thousands of tankers in motion. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Mm-hmm.
New year, new hobbies. Whether it's following along to directions in the kitchen, binging an audiobook while learning to knit, or powering through a new workout with a pumped-up playlist, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds can make any activity easier and a better time. Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands, but they sound just as great. And if you think having white stems dangling out of your ears looks ridiculous, that's something you don't have to worry about with Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colorways, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. Plus, with up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly, you can take Raycon's premium audio anywhere you go. Right now, you can get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off Raycon. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I just wanted to mention again the story that we had earlier in the day. There was a Breitbart story this morning. National Guard forced to evacuate Capitol grounds after alleged mask complaint by Democrat congressman. So, of course, the congressman was from Massachusetts, according to the story. National Guard troops were forced to evacuate the Capitol building grounds on Thursday. You've seen pictures of this. They all got thrown into garages where it was in the 40s. There was no Wi-Fi. There were basically no toilets. It was horrible. Would you like to spend a January day in a garage? An open garage? Allegedly, after a Democrat congressman complained about one National Guard member not wearing a mask at a cafe in the building. According to a source, Representative William Keating, Democrat Massachusetts, reported to the Capitol building authorities earlier in the day that a National Guardsman was seen in a Dunkin' Donuts without a mask on. After Keating commented out loud that masks were required to be worn at all times in a federal building, the National Guard member responded, "I appreciate my freedom," according to the source. Well, that happened. We don't know if Keating actually called anybody or he got them thrown out of the building, but this is his statement that came out about 3 hours ago. The Herald and Taylor asked for a statement. Leave it to, this is his statement, Keating, the congressman. Leave it to, who's, by the way, he gets a state pension in addition to his congressional salary of about $185,000. He gets a state pension of $114,000 a year as a former district attorney in Norfolk County. Here's his statement. Leave it to Breitbart to conduct such a baseless story that's been directly refuted by the National Guard. Listen to how it hasn't really been refuted. Yesterday, I was with a large number of people in a coffee shop in the house, some of whom weren't wearing masks. I commented to no one in particular that this has the ingredients of a super spreader event and we should all keep our masks on. A member of the National Guard chose to loudly refuse. That is the totality of what took place. If I were in the same situation today, I would say the exact same thing. Okay? Now, he says he said to no one in particular. The National Guard, in a CYA release from General Gary Keefe, said, "It has come to our attention that Congressman William Keating has been accused of banishing National Guardsmen to a parking garage after he reminded a soldier of the requirement to wear a mask in all federal buildings." So the National Guard is saying that he didn't get them banned, but he reminded a soldier. The congressman is saying, "I commented to no one in particular." Your Honor, may I be allowed to instruct the jury that these stories are not the same? That these are conflicting stories that are being given by the two witnesses for the defense. I would like to be allowed to cross-examine both witnesses, starting with the congressman, but he hasn't decided to join us today, has he, Taylor?
The phone hasn't rung.
When the phone don't ring, you'll know it's Bill Keating. 844-500-4242-617. I love to watch you streaming. Drives my wife crazy. Can't you get the Matthews brothers to provide you with some shirts that enhance your svelte frame? I like long sleeve shirts. I get cold very easily, even in Florida, since I had my since I got my svelte frame. 844-500-4242. Sandy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sandy.
Hi there. I wanted to back up to the oil pipeline. And
yes.
My father worked for Amoco Chemicals, international sales manager. And the boats, these barges that they use are old, leaky, and they are leased between different countries. Sometimes they don't even know who the owner is.
Right.
And they talk about the environment, but I'll tell you, I went to Alaska and I saw what was left of the Valdez oil spill. And they, you know, these Democrats are saying, oh, we're going to close the pipeline because of the environment. They're not even worried about our ocean. And it's very important to think about these boats. You're going to start going shipping oil again when we've got one nice clean pipeline.
I know, and the trains too. I mentioned the train accident. I said it was in Maine. It was actually across the border in Quebec. But it wiped out a whole village. And there've been some bad spills. I think in Nebraska or South Dakota, somewhere in there. But I remember the video of it when the tanker turned over and spilled. They got, how many hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of gallons of oil do they have in those tankers? And it turns over and it all comes out onto the ground, onto the into the forest or the prairie, wherever it is. It's just it's ridiculous. This makes no sense at any level. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call there, Sandy. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Howie. I'm going to throw you a curveball here. It just popped up on my phone, and I read the article about an hour ago that the BBC is reporting that the new strain of COVID is more deadlier than the original, the one that started in London.
Tim, I said this today that they're keeping these new mutant strains in the bullpen just in case they need them. You know, I mean, I'm not buying it. I mean, these are the same experts who told us that 2.2 million Americans were going to be dead, right? And then the guy invited his girlfriend to come and visit him at his apartment. That's how much they needed. That's how much he cared about the lockdown. It's like Fauci. Fauci said there was no threat to the United States a year ago. He said nobody had to wear a mask. Now he said it was wonder everybody had to wear a mask. Then somebody asked him, well, what about the gay dating sites? Can I get a gay date? And he said, oh, that's okay. I mean, you know, I take everything the quote-unquote experts say with a grain of salt, Tim.
Well, I it's going against the Democratic narrative now, so I'm trying to figure out, you know, there's a battle going on now. Now we got a deadlier strain now, and
an alleged deadlier strain, Tim.
Right, you're right, right. So, you know, I thought the BBC was leaning more towards the Democratic side, but I don't know.
I think, you know, Boris Johnson has lost his mind. I mean, if they had an election today in the UK, he would be ousted. That's what all the polls I've seen say. Because most of the people that voted conservative in the last election and gave him a big majority, they want to go back to work. And he's talking about, well, I don't know, we've got this, they've got a Charlie Parker style lockdown going on, probably even worse. And he won't even let up. I mean, Parker is now letting the restaurants stay open later. Now that Biden's in, there are all the Democrat Cuomo, Whitmer. All the Democrats are letting up they're taking the foot off the brake because mission accomplished. Thanks for the call, though, Tim. Ray, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, Howie. This is Ray from the People's Republic of Lowell, Mass. Yeah. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to make two quick points. One you probably know about, but I haven't heard it on the radio today. I tuned in late. But first point I wanted to make, and then I'll make the second one and hang up, that with the pipeline thing, the Warren Buffett owns a good share of the trains that are transporting
Correct.
This stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And it just so happens, I know this is going to surprise all your listeners, but Warren Buffett was a major contributor to the Biden campaign. So,
are you telling me this isn't on the level, Ray? Is that what you're suggesting?
I don't know if there's an actual quid pro quo there, which we've heard so much about, you know, in the last couple of years. And the other point I wanted to make, Howie, and pay very close attention to what Chuck Schumer said and listen to the words. And I don't want to insult your listeners because he used a word about Trump. When you're listening to Schumer tonight on the news, and we have to know now that with him Biden refusing to salute the Marines and being told by some, either his wife or something else, I think we've actually, not me because I didn't vote for him, but I think we've maybe elected Alexa as the president.
Thank you, Ray. You would think that they could have kept this under wraps with the low info voters for a little bit longer. But again, on the other hand, how many people are going to see him saying salute the Marines? It's not on one of the network newscasts tonight. David Muir is not going to let it appear on ABC World News tonight, is he? I rather think not. 844-500-4242. Henry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Henry. Yeah.
I was on the treadmill about an hour ago here in Walpole, Howie, and CNN, they had CNN on, a lot of long faces, including Wolf Blitzer, saying that the impeachment trial is falling apart. The Republicans are saying that it's unconstitutional.
You mean just because there's no evidence, Henry? When has that ever stopped them before? That didn't stop them in the Ukraine trial, did it?
They look kind of glum, though, so that's a good sign. Look kind of glum.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. By the way, what are the odds that you're going to hear the real Chuck Schumer quote tonight on TV? Here's the thing. How did they get around it? You can't have like a cutaway for 1 second. It's going to look real. You could, but I mean, it's going to look really, really weird.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
Boy, I would have to go to my news director and say, what do you want me to do about that? I would want to put it on because, you know, I would like to have a laugh and give the viewers a laugh. But, I mean, you know, this is deep state TV. They're not going to embarrass one of the dear leaders. You know, that's almost a fire and offense if you put that on network newscasts, I would think. Thanks for the call, Henry. Hit refresh on your dinner routine in 2021 with HelloFresh. Right now, take advantage of their limited time New Year sale and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. Sometimes you get into ruts with cooking and dining, just like with every other aspect of human life. HelloFresh gives you a way to break out of the dreary routine, and it gives you healthier food, most likely, than you're normally used to buying every week in the grocery store by rote. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free. And that's another reason for going with HelloFresh. You don't have to put up with all the nonsense of the masks, etc., at the supermarkets and the Karens running around, like Bill Keating telling you to put your mask back on. With more than 23 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie options. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping. HelloFresh recipe cards are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. Plus, by skipping the grocery store and all the Karens and the masks, you can save up to 40% on groceries. Cut food waste by 25%. Save time so you have more time to spend with your loved ones. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals across 4 boxes, including free shipping on your first box, during HelloFresh's New Year's sale. For a limited time only, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie10 for 10 free meals. HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatter, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
978 says, H, closing the Keystone Pipeline is to help China. The oil will now be sold to them. Yeah, because now the oil comes out of the western provinces of Canada, so it'll be cheaper to just ship it to the Pacific coast and then put it on tankers to go to China. Probably shipped on boats owned by Mitch McConnell's in-laws. If they were concerned with the environment, they would have built the pipeline. We burn oil much cleaner than they do in China, and there's little risk with the pipeline leaking. I know. It's just insane what they're doing. And they put union people out of work, and the unions endorse Biden. People are saying that members of the Mass Teachers Association are texting and saying they're going crazy with their unions giving to Democrats. I mean, all unions that I know of pretty much give nothing to nothing but Democrats, and close to half the people in the unions, people like me and all the people that are texting in today, we all understand that you need to vote Republican if you work for a living. 339, I'm buying stock in Dawn dishwasher liquid with the pipeline closed. They're going to need it to clean the spilled oil off the wildlife. And by the way, Limerick guy says, this mutant strain BS is all about keeping the mail-in voter fraud in place for the midterm elections, plain and simple. Great minds think alike, Limerick guy. I said the same thing in my column today in the Herald. 844-500-4242. Sharon, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sharon.
Good evening, Mr. Carr, and
Hi.
Thank you for the air time. I will be brief. I have a couple of comments to make. First, generically, when this all happened, a couple of my friends, very dismayed, were trying to stay away from the news a couple of days. Very sad. I mean, we took it to heart. I thought it was a joke. To me, it was beyond shock. I think this is all a joke that's going on, like some sort of a masquerade. However, moving on.
I wish.
I really, yeah. Yeah, yeah. If I have to accept it first, I guess, then deal with it. I really think the military was discriminated against this week. I think if we had hired mercenaries there, Howie, they would have been put up in hotels. I really think that, stretching it a little bit. But including the path forward, you know, there's been talk about this and impeaching Biden and whatever. Then the big storm coming with the third party. I'm curious about your view on that. I don't think it's the time to be considering that right now.
I don't either. That was our poll question today, Sharon, and I voted against it. I said I wouldn't want to be involved in it. But again, I'm a minority. It's like 3-1. People are fed up with the likes of Mitch McConnell. I don't know. It's usually people get angry and it kind of blows over. I mean, look at Ross Perot. I mean, there've been all the third parties through the years. I don't know. Maybe this time will be different. But and sometimes a third party arrives and supplants the other party. You know, the Federalist Party went out of business. The Whig Party went out of business. Maybe the Republican Party is going to go out of business and be supplanted by some other party. Thanks for the call, Sharon. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Howie, thanks for taking my call, as always. Yeah, that loser Biden that doesn't want to, salute our military, he's just an extension of that other loser that had the coffee cup in his hand, half-assed, saluted the Marine. But anyway, the other thing I want to ask you is, this guy Fuji, right? Is that the guy that came to Terra Tupa?
I don't know what he's talking about. 844-500-4242. Well, do we have time to play Chuck Schumer just one more time? Just one more time?
There's always time for that.
There's always time. And again, you're not going to hear it on the network newscast tonight. I don't know about cable TV, but you're not going to hear it on the networks for sure, or on MSNBC or CNN. Here it is.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
May we quote you on that?
Donald John Trump incited the erection.
Will that be in the actual articles of impeachment?
Incited the erection.
Okay. How do you spell that? I'm Howie Carr.